יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. May that blessing transpire in your life today. All right, here's where we are, of course. Today is the 11th day of February, 2026. More importantly, it's Shavuot 24, 5786. That's the Hebrew day. Shavuot 24, 5786. Now, we've been looking at our major thrust this week in the history lesson has been Exodus chapter 21, 1 through 24. Exodus 21, 1 through 24. 2 Kings chapter 12, 1 through 17. 2 Kings chapter 12, 1 through 17. And Matthew 17, 22 through 27. That's been our thrust. However, a very important event happened today. It happened on Shavuot 24. Zechariah sees a vision of a rider among the myrtle trees. That's what happened today, and that's where we're going to zero in on. Zechariah sees a vision of a rider among the myrtle trees. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 10. And this is so important because it is such a symbol of what occurred. All right, now, on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shabbat, that's today. That's today, folks. Don't let these dates in the passage of scripture just go over your head. Well, okay, that means nothing. Yes, it does. That happened today. Now listen what happened this day so many years ago. In the second year of Darius, King Darius, remember him? That today, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, and he was a prophet, and here's what he said, all right? I saw by night, and behold, happened today, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red and sorrel and white. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. They're still walking. This prophecy, remember, prophecy is past, present, future. All right, now, let's look at this. When did this happen? Today. Who is King Darius? Now, he said there was a man riding a red horse. Now, Zechariah's vision was simple enough in what he saw. Simple. One man on horseback leading other horseback riders. So what it was. One man on horseback leading other horses and their riders, patrolling to and forth throughout the earth. Now Zechariah saw them among the myrtle trees in a ravine or a hollow. That's what he saw. Now, I want you to look at this. We'll look at this because it's going to take more than one day to do this. We'll finish it tomorrow when we finish. Now, this is a mission of the progress of rebuilding Jerusalem and the other cities of Judah. and its purpose was to examine, listen, the work of God's people. Now, this troop of horsemen are emissaries of the Lord sent on a world mission, like the Persian monarchs who use messengers on swift horses to inform on all matters concerning their empire, so the Lord knew all about the countries of the earth. Now, I want you to see this. Satan walks about the earth for evil in Job chapter 1, verse 22, and 1 Peter 5:8. So the Lord Jehovah has representatives walking up and down in the earth to examine the affairs of men, what we're doing. Now think about this, how this history lesson applies now. Now there was three different trees and each had a different color, red, sorrel, and white. Now there's a debate of the colors, but I believe what's more important is the connection of what they were doing. These are connected to the four horsemen in Revelation chapter 6, 1 through 8. Now, does that work? Well, maybe, because it seemed the observers are not messengers of judgment in Revelation 6. Now, some suggest that the colors mean something different, or angelic offices. Now, sorrel is a dirty yellow or spottish brown as orange. Sorrel is also a berry that you find in the Caribbean and other places in tropics, and it makes a great juice. I've had sorrel many times. Now, somebody said it means different orders of angels in the heavenly host, which are employed by Christ in the defense of his church. Now, the different colors may point out to graduations in power, authority, excellence. Of the angelic hosts, it means that the natures are employed between Christ and men. Now, the interesting thing to me is that the man stood among the myrtle trees. How many myrtle trees have you seen? There's myrtles, crepe myrtles. Now, myrtle tree is a laurel which is evergreen and possibly a symbol of the people of Israel. This man is an angel of the Lord in Zechariah 1:11. And no doubt, without question, it's an Old Testament appearance of Jesus before his incarnation in Bethlehem. So here is Jesus standing among the myrtle trees. Now, there are many examples in the Old Testament of an encounter with a heavenly man known as the angel of the Lord, who's revealed to God himself. Genesis 16, 7 through 13, Genesis 22, 11 through 18, Exodus 3, 2 through 9, and Judges 2, 1 through 4, and many other places. Because in Zechariah 1:11, we know this man is the angel of the Lord, and that it's God. Wow. Now, we can assume that the Lord, the person of Jesus, appeared to Abraham before his incarnation of the birth of Bethlehem, because God the Father is just said, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That's John 1:18. And no man has ever seen God in person or the Father, 1 Timothy 6:16. Therefore, if God appears in someone's human appearance in the Old Testament, and no one has seen God the Father, it makes sense that the appearing of the eternal Son, the second person of the Trinity, before his incarnation in Bethlehem. Now, the myrtle trees. The myrtle trees. Israel is not likened to a cedar of Lebanon, which is majestic, or an oak tree, which is strong. Heavy blossoms that emit a sweet fragrance when crushed. Now, the myrtle tree illustrates the strange grace of Israel in affliction. Think about that. Israel been afflicted over and over and over and over again and again and again. This myrtle tree. So here is the Lord standing in the midst of the myrtle trees. Think of this. Think of this. And what color horse he's on? A red horse. Red. Could it represent the blood of Jesus Christ? I believe it can. I believe it can. Oh, yes. See, the Lord is among us. The Lord is close to us. The Lord is near us. He's among us. See, Israel, represented by the myrtle tree and not the other trees. I believe that's important. Why? I believe that's important. Why? Because the Lord is with individuals that go through difficulties and trials and troubles and problems. Oh, yeah. And this whole chapter, if you go back up and begin reading in verse 1, it'll tell you about some interesting insight. Interesting insight. What happened this day, on this very day, centuries ago. And the Holy One walked among us, and he rode the red horse in the midst of Israel, and his blood applies to you.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory.